For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Leave it up to humanity to exploit space for its worth. An asteroid has been, it's called 16 Psyche. Oh, boy. And it's a big boy. Now, it's not headed toward Earth, but it's not far away. And they figure that the value of all of the elements and minerals and everything on this asteroid could make everybody on Earth a billionaire, which is exactly how money works. When everybody's a billionaire, that means we all have the advantages of being a billionaire. No, that's not how it works at all. It would just devalue everything, and we would go into a tailspin. Our economy would mean nothing. So they're not going after it. But this asteroid is worth, in minerals and like gold and all that kind of stuff on it. It's a metal rich asteroid, and it's worth 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 zeros behind it. I don't even know what that is. That's a lot. So NASA has said they're not going to send people up to the up to the moon to, or this asteroid. I always want to say to the moon, to this asteroid to mine it. Which is kind of sad, actually, because there was potential for another Armageddon and another Aerosmith song there. And yeah, we could have had this, NASA. And you robbed us.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We're always looking to find out, you know, how we can tell if somebody's lying. You know, if you play poker, that's not really lying. It's bluffing, I guess. But people have tells, you know. They say if somebody touches their face while they're talking to you, that might be a sign that they're lying, right? Maybe they're not making eye contact. Maybe they look like, I mean, the obvious if they're sweating or breathing heavy. Either that or they have to use the washroom. It could go either way on that one. But scientists have shared a new technique to find out if somebody's lying to you. And all you got to do is put them through a test. You get them to do a somewhat complicated task while they answer questions. You see, the task may be too difficult. Lying is not easy, okay? It uses a major part of your brain to lie. So if you're doing a task at the same time, your lie is not going to be consistent. Your story is not going to be up to snuff. It won't pass the smell test, you see. So that's how you tell if somebody's lying. And they won't know a thing is up when you're like, hey, count backwards in your head from 100. And then answer this question for me.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A YouTuber did something interesting and pretty bold, actually. He paid a private investigator to follow him for a month to see what the private investigator could find out. So he did it in kind of a, you know, covert way. He didn't just go up to a private investigator and say, follow me. That'd be weird. No, he got a friend to pay the private investigator to follow him. Just to see, again, what this private investigator could get and how good these private investigators are. And man, oh man, this PI, he got the guy's full name. Okay, that one wouldn't be hard. He got his parents' names. All right, his address. Well, I mean, he was probably given that. Showed him some pictures that he had taken over the last month. But here's what's crazy. He actually got access to his Wi-Fi router in his home. He told him the password to his Wi-Fi. And from there, he was able to access his Instagram account, all of his social media. You can do a lot of damage by accessing somebody's home Wi-Fi. So it just goes to show you that you got to change your passwords on those things. And I know so many people that just put like their last name as the password for their Wi-Fi. It's just, that's not going to work. You got to have something a little bit more complex than that, I guess. And also, again, the dirty things you do on the internet, private investigators can see that. And by the way, I'm also envisioning some guy just sitting outside a home with like some sort of device with a perfect mustache and like a fedora or something. Don't all private investigators have fedoras and mustaches?
Chad and Evan Daly.
There's a hospital chaplain in the Tampa area named J.S. Park, and he's released a book that talks about deathbed confessions of patients, okay? The final words of people as they fade off into the great beyond, you know? And he said this. He said, quote, "I would say 98% of the time, people will tell me the type of person that they had wished they could have become, what they wish they could have done." You know? Well, that's very important. It makes sense. Go out there and do the things you've always wanted to do if you have the ability. You know? Don't hold off until tomorrow. Don't say, "Oh, I'll get to it at some point." Nah. I mean, we could all get hit by a bus. You never know when it could happen. So, yeah, I get that. Again, 98% of the time, people tell them the type of person that they wish they could have become. I know what's going to happen. When I go, I do have one regret. I wish I could have been Batman. I do. I can't fit into this suit. It's too tight.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The other day, we kind of laughed at the outrage about Caitlin Clark's starting salary in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark is a superstar. There's no doubt about that, all right? She's the best female basketball player to ever play the game. And she's going to Indiana. She's going to play for the Fever. And, yeah, she's barely making any money, but the WNBA just doesn't generate a lot of cash. Maybe her going to it will help, and maybe that will bring everybody's salaries up. But she does not get paid enough to deal with this crap. So yesterday she was introduced to the fans of Indiana, the Indiana Fever. And they had a press conference. And this columnist by the name of Greg Doyle was there. And he says this at first. He makes this comment. And as he's making this comment, you should know there's a part of a point of silence here where he makes the heart sign over his chest. Like, so Caitlin Clark, at the end of every game, she makes a heart with her two hands together, like Justin Bieber style. You know what I mean? And that's what this Greg Doyle did during the pause. So that's what's going on here.
Real quick, I'll let me do this.
So this is where he does the heart sign.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here. Start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So
yeah, so that's the part. So when he says, "I like that you're here," I was like, "Oh, that's not so bad." But then he says, "When you start doing it to me, then we'll get along." Dude, that's weird. That's a creepy comment. Now, a little blown out of proportion. I think he's probably just feeling awkward in the moment. Let's face it. He's in Indiana. He's probably not used to getting national coverage like this. So he's probably a little shaken. But I'm not going to defend what he said. It was weird. This is where it gets really weird. So he turns to the coach of the Indiana Fever. And he refers to Caitlin Clark as this. It's weird.
"You just were given the keys to that."
Oh, that. Sorry. That. That's better.
"What are you going to do with it?"
It's just, it was weird. Now, this Greg Doyle was apologetic after. So he went to social media and he posted a link to an article of him apologizing. Well, everybody's saying, "Well, that, now you're just monetizing it, because in order for people to read your apology, they have to click on your article." So it's a little shady. Now everybody's calling for this Greg Doyle guy to be fired. I don't think he should be fired over this. Listen, it's an awkward thing. It's a weird, you got this massive superstar in your city now, and you're probably not used to that kind of thing. So I'm not defending him, but I am saying it's a little overblown. But nonetheless, That's what Caitlin Clark gets paid the big bucks for, you know? For dealing with that. All $76,000.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Pearl Jam's new album, Dark Matter, is out today. And the reviews are really, really good so far. So it is produced by Andrew Watt, the same guy who produced Ozzy's new album and the Rolling Stones' new stuff and Iggy Pop's new stuff. And Pearl Jam, I mean, they've been around for 30 years, so it's kind of tough to stay fresh. But apparently, if you're a Pearl Jam fan, you will not be disappointed by this new album. All reviews are saying that it is not, they're not reinventing the wheel here. This is a Pearl Jam album. Another review says that it's impossible to say that the band has faded with age. They have not. This new album brings it. This is their 12th studio album, by the way. And Rolling Stone magazine, if you trust them, they say this, quote, "This is one of their best and most personal records ever." So likely worth a listen today.
Chad and Evan Daly.
For several months, myself and Evan have made it very clear that we are Creed fans. All right, and we've taken criticism for it. Some people think that Creed is chachi or cheesy, that Scott Stapp is a phony. You know what? I don't care what you say, all right? I stand beside Creed. And they performed for the first time on stage yesterday in 12 years. They played on a cruise. And this is recorded from somebody's phone, but this is what they sounded like. Sound good. So back off of Creed. All right. Let me have my fun. And then I said to my wife yesterday that I was very excited that Creed was back together. And she was like, "What? Huh? Really?" I said, "Yes." I said, "And if they came around here, I would go see them. Without a doubt." And she said, "Oh my God, really?" And it, like the look of disgust on her face and disappointment. I was like, "Well, you didn't know that I was a Creed fan before we got into this whole marriage thing?" So I was looking for backup in the room, and my 3-year-old daughter Sadie was there, and I asked her if she would come to the show with me.
"Would you come with me?"
So that was a rather enthusiastic no.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A lot of people defending Creed with me. That's good. I'm getting a lot of texts and support. Thank you. I am not alone. Feels good. Feels good. Tomorrow is 420. That's right. Check the date. 420, where everybody blazes up, or however you partake. Not everybody either. If you're not, that's fine. That's okay. You don't have to, you know. It seems to have a different meaning now that, like, marijuana is legal. It's kind of, it's not as badass as it once was. Before, you'd hide out in the park, and you'd have to smoke it, and you'd hide because you didn't want the 5-0, the popo, to check you on it. Now, I mean, you still can't blaze up publicly, but, I mean, you're not gonna get hauled off to the gulag for it. That's a word for prison, by the way. Nonetheless, 420 is just, it's kind of lost its badassery, but it's still a day that many people participate in. So if you're doing that, make sure you participate safely and make sure you have munchies nearby.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.